Enjoy being frightened? Would you rather have nightmares instead of sweet dreams? Are you only happy when shaking with fear? Congratulations! 4 exclamation points. You've made a wise choice. This book is the doorway to all that may frighten you. Get ready for cold, clammy shivers running up and down your spine. Now open the door if you dare. So that's the opening of Ghost Rider. Book 3 in the Shivers series by M.D. Spencer. Shivers is another bump-off series. And I picked Ghost Rider because I always fantasize about having a ghost writer. Like, I know that doesn't seem very artistic and integrity having of me, but, like, it's kind of the best. Because if you have a ghost writer, it means that, like, your books are making a boatload of money. And also, if your books aren't that good when you use a ghostwriter, everyone's like, well, it's because he's using a ghostwriter. So they're calling you lazy but talented, which is probably a better life than being untalented but hardworking. At least that's how it seems to me, as I would put myself in that category. No one can accuse somebody who does 31 podcasts in October as being lazy, but 31 shitty podcasts can certainly come from someone without talent. Anyway, Ghost Rider was bad, like real bad. I want to start with, like, it just seems the way it was printed in the book, it's like the margins are weird and the pages kind of seem like a little bit wonky in their placement here and there. And there was a printing error. So here's how it goes. Yes, they're all in the back. We keep them in big books, and they go back a long time. This news big books, and they go back a long time. This newspaper has been around since 1922. So, like, as it jogs over from page 88 to 89, it's got, like, the same line printed twice, which I don't really understand how that happened. Like, I don't know enough about the printing process to know how that happens, but it definitely happened. And, like, towards the back, there's, you know, like that intro I read, there's intros to some other books, and it's written in this giant and weird font. You know what I mean? And the back page is an order form for some other books, and it says, let the mailman give you cold, clammy shivers, shivers, shivers. I don't get that. But, you know, whatever. Like, it's just, this seems like of the bump offs that I read, this was probably the worst, and it seems to be the most, like, shoddily assembled, just in terms of the physical book. But let's talk about the story. It starts with a family moving to Florida from New York, which is a staple of these books, is moving to a new place. And, you know, I guess that sucks for kids. Like, I never had to experience moving to a new town as a kid. But I can imagine it's not the most fun thing in the world. As an adult, it seems not so bad, probably because all of us adults have, like, 4 friends max, and they all have their own lives, so we see them, like, once a quarter. So it's kind of like, yeah, whatever. In Ghost Rider, the reason for the move is that the dad was mugged in New York, and the book goes so far as to describe the gun pressed to the dad's back, which seems to be going a bit far, especially considering that the rest of the book is pretty tame horror-wise. I mean, that's like the chapter cliffhanger end is like, and he felt the cold gun against his back or something like that. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And when they arrive in Florida, the moving company calls the sheriff's office looking for the homeowners, the family we're following. And the sheriff is like, well, we don't have moving vans come into these parts much. I didn't know what the guy was talking about. Seriously? Like, somebody calls and says, hi, I'm from a moving company. It's the 90s, so I don't have GPS. And there's someone moving into your very small town. I have an address, but I can't seem to find it. And I was wondering if you could help me out. First of all, you don't need to call the sheriff, okay? But secondly, this is, you know, what about that is incomprehensible to the sheriff? Like the moving van part or like what? You know, it's like, oh, us small backwoods folks don't understand your fancy ways. We just move things on, you know, we attach it to a mule and let him drag it down the road. Ghost Rider is one of those ghost stories where a ghost wants something vague and for some reason can't communicate what it wants until it can, which happens near the end of the story. I guess it takes a little bit of narrative tension that, you know, allows the ghost to release its power and share its info with the world. Basically, there were these two women. One fell or was maybe pushed into a river and she drowned. Everyone blames the ghost's sister, but it turns out the sister didn't push her in. Nobody did. And the boy the two sisters were fighting over accidentally pushed the girl in the river while trying to calm her down or something. Point being, nobody is really to blame for a death that happened like 50 years ago, so it's a bit unclear what the ghost is up to. The problem with Ghost Rider is that there isn't much spooky stuff going on throughout. It's all kind of pushed to the book's end where we finally have a confrontation with the ghost. Also, the kids don't even really need to be in the book. They're just kind of witnesses to the ghostly events instead of being directly involved in the way they are in Goosebumps. Oh, and the whole Ghost Rider title? It's because the ghost tries to communicate via super cryptic letters. Is that what it's like to be a ghost? Like, should we examine this phenomenon here? When you're a ghost, is it like being in a constant NyQuil hangover where you just feel slow and confused all the time? Is that why ghosts can't communicate clearly? I could see it when ghosts don't seem to have a good way to send their message, when they just have to sort of appear in a mirror or whatever. In that type of story, you can chalk it up to the ghost not being able to use human communication styles, and therefore there's a miscommunication or challenge on the ghost's end. Or maybe there's something where a ghost is speaking normally from its point of view, but that gets translated into the world of the living in a way we can't perceive. That's the most compelling argument for the existence of ghosts, in my opinion. If ghosts exist, perhaps they are existing in a way or on a plane we can't perceive. I sometimes think this about animals that seem intelligent, like an octopus. Maybe they're super smart, and maybe they're communicating with us, but we can't perceive what they're doing as communication. Anyway, maybe the issue is that the ghost is only somewhat existent, or maybe it's confused, or maybe it's a relatively new ghost. Maybe we only tend to hear about sightings of very old ghosts because it takes ghosts a very long time to figure out how to even make brief appearances. Like ghosts have to do a sort of supernatural Duolingo for decades before they can even begin to make appearances in our world. And we know that's impossible. Nobody can keep a 10-year streak going on that shit. I can't even do 10 days. Duolingo is so annoying. It's proof that even with amazing teaching tools available for free, carryable in our pockets, we still won't learn a language because learning sucks. Maybe the problem with ghosts is that ghosts don't perceive the issue, and so they can't solve it. Maybe Freddy Krueger is like, I don't understand. I'm trying to send a message of peace, and somehow that's interpreted as me stabbing kids in the belly. Any way you slice it, it's an interesting thought experiment, but in Ghost Rider, the ghost seems to have trouble communicating, then doesn't, for no reason. The ghost just sort of decides to stop writing cryptic notes and speak clearly, illuminating the entire story and solving the whole thing all at once. On the plus side, the sheriff, despite not knowing how everything happened, declines to prosecute the guy who accidentally killed some woman 50 years ago based on ghost testimony, or ghostimony as it's known. The sheriff is kind of like, well, I suppose there's not much the law can do in this situation, which, no shit. You're telling me that seeing a ghost explain a crime isn't gonna fly? I mean, come on, even if the ghost was pretty explicit and tried to tell everyone what was going on, even if the ghost appeared in court, I have to question whether that could possibly do anything in a trial. Even if everyone in the room saw and heard the ghost say the exact same thing, wouldn't it be like, Your Honor, this ghost was not listed as a witness, and the defense had no opportunity to cross-examine?
Goosebumps. Reader beware, you're in for a scare.